You may also find if the gaps become too long, you notice it at first and then you start thinking again. That's okay. Or you may not. But that is the most significant thing that can happen to you in this lifetime, on this planet, where you've taken temporary form as a so-called person. Of course, you are consciousness. The most significant thing is this cessation of thinking without loss of consciousness. From our normal perspective, the perspective of the normal everyday mind, the perspective of thought, it looks like there's nothing there. There's nothing there that can be grasped or understood. And yet it's the ground of all being, the very ground of your existence. Existence is the manifested. Being, the way I use these words, is the unmanifested life that you are. Underneath the form, the background, we can also call it. So to be aware here, continuously, of the background to all this, the field of stillness, the field of aware presence, of self-aware stillness. And also be aware of that which arises in the stillness. Words, sense perceptions, bodily sensations. But to have your roots, to be grounded in the stillness. And here, all you have to do is be aware of the gaps between the words. Now, there's something that cannot be manufactured, something that needs already to be there in you. A readiness, the ability even to be aware of the gaps. We could call that ability alertness. And that's the true meaning of waking up out of the dream of thought. Of being identified with a continuous stream of thought. So, most of you, or almost everyone here, has this ability already. There's enough presence in you so that you can notice, be aware of the silent spaces. And in that awareness, the awareness of the silent space, really, what is a silent space? It's the absence of something. Where before there was a word, the word has returned, the sound has returned into nothingness. Before there was something, now there is nothing. So this, what is the silent space? It's the absence of something, of the thingness of life.